Today I have my best friend.
First
Fiona.
Of all, you girls just blew out everybody's eardrums, just so you know. Well, it's gonna be that kind of show.
Sorry. It is 10 in the morning too.
Yeah. You're acting like that's super early.
It is.
For two little preteen girls, it might be. What did you girls do last night?
We went to a haunted house, 13th floor, in like Phoenix, middle Phoenix, okay. I think.
You girls want to talk about that?
Yeah. It was really fun, but the longest part was the line. Like, we stood there for like maybe half an hour. Mm-hmm. An hour and a half.
Like an hour and a half.
We stood there, but there was this one monkey dude who was like had the, you know, the monkeys that like have the little things. Yes. Yeah. He like would go up to you and then like he was like to Maha, he was like, rawr, rawr, like the monkey sounds. I don't know what monkey.
Like he was dressed as a monkey.
Yeah, but he had also like clown makeup on too.
Oh.
So, it was the weirdest thing. And then there's like a prison.
And
alien,
he was
alien
a worker or an employee there, or was it just a random guy?
It was just a random guy.
Just a random.
He was like just barking at people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In the parking lot.
Yeah. In the parking lot.
It was actually your friend.
Yeah, it was my friend.
He didn't even know.
He was just there.
So yesterday we recorded our very first episode, and we've decided on a name.
Yes, we have.
What are we going with?
Daughter Talk.
We're doing Daughter Talk. I thought about doing like Daughter Talk with Gabby, but I don't know. I think Daughter Talk.
I think
is
Daughter
fun.
Talk's better.
We even took pictures, and this is all right before your friends, your mom and your friends picked you up to go to the haunted house, mm-hmm. and we recorded an episode. We didn't know what we were going to talk about, so we just went
with it.
With it, and we recorded. I think it was fun, then we came up with a name after. And then we took pictures for like our logo,
I guess.
Well, we still need to come up with a logo. What the pictures might help with a logo. I don't know. We'll see. But we took some cool pictures, just for fun. I think they came out cool. And then you guys went off to
haunted house.
A haunted house. So hour and a half waiting in line. But once yes. you got in.
Maha is one of our friends. She.
Here, why don't you, before you get started, introduce your friend so that way people know when she chimes in, they're like, who is that?
Who is this?
Who's that talking?
Some random lady that we met on the street. No, this is Kriana, my best friend for 7 years. Yes. We've known each other since first grade.
Yeah. Hey.
So she's going to be joining us today since she slept over last night, and we're going to babysit this morning. Actually, in like an hour, I think.
Even though I don't like kids.
Yeah, she does not like kids, but she was like, I'll protect that baby with my life.
I would keep that to yourself. I would not tell that parent that you're about to babysit their child that you do not like kids.
I love kids. I love Rosie.
So what are you girls going to do? You going to split the money or what?
No, I'm keeping the money.
You just invited her?
I'll give you 10%. I don't even know how much that is.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. I'll see how much work you do.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw a little monkey wrench into your plans.
God damn it, Dad. Why'd you do this? Get
First
out.
First of all.
Get out.
First of all, watch yourself.
Yeah, I got
Watch me. Yourself, little girl.
The attitude. No?
I do not want to punish you on this national podcast. With so many listeners.
I know, right? So many. We're just so popular already.
Yeah. I don't want to discipline you in front of millions of listeners. Okay? So let's chill.
No.
All right. So welcome to the second episode.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're our first guest.
Of this amazing podcast named Daughter Talk. Why'd you say ASMR?
Well, last night we just watched a bunch of ASMR, and I just thought about it. I've always wanted
to tell people what that is so they don't think
ASMR.
Something
I don't know what ASMR actually stands for. It's like auto sensory.
Yeah.
Auto sensory. I don't know.
Municipal reports.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that. But we just like
it's like sounds.
It's just a bunch of sounds. Like a lot of people whisper.
Sounds.
Yeah.
Sounds.
Like people do like ear cleaning ASMR where they have like just tools and they like have like they actually have like ear microphones.
Yeah, and they'll rub their head, their neck, it's their skin, and you can hear like the.
And I know it like it's supposed to give you like tingles, which I know sometimes it does, like just on your spine. You're like ooh, but like it feels really nice.
Yeah, it just sounds like do give us an example real quick.
Yeah. Or like
even just all the movement. Like this, look, watch.
Yeah, like that.
Or the, like as you, even typing.
Oh yeah, people love typing. That's a good one.
Let me do that right here. You hear it?
Look at on the, it's just like a bunch of little sounds. ASMR. That's a good one.
It's weird, but it is oddly satisfying. It's watching Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, I hate, no, because I love popping like my blackheads.
Yeah.
It hurts really bad. Like I had one on my lip and it almost looked like a bug bite, but I popped it and I was like, like finally. A boba? No, like a bug bite.
not like a boba. I was like, it's a fat boba on your lip.
It's like we think it's a pimple. It's actually just like a disease or something.
Yeah, you're like, you got boba's disease. What's that? I grow boba. Do you save them? Do you save your bobas and you put them in your drinks? You're like, ew.
You like cut it off your skin.
They're filled with pus.
Oh, so last night at the haunted house, I made a D's nuts joke.
Oh, come on.
It was so funny, though. Girls. No. Girls. Please. All
right, say it.
Okay, so the person in the haunted house was like, do you have blood for me? Or like, do you have blood? And he's like, and the dude in front of us was like, you got blood. And then he was like, D plus D's nuts. It was just.
I find that inappropriate.
It was the best thing ever.
I find that inappropriate. I can't believe you girls repeated that joke.
Multiple times.
And then, okay. And then there's a. And then there's like this weird part. If you
see, when anybody asks, just real quick, when anybody asks, what's the difference between raising boys and girls? Sometimes it doesn't feel like there is a difference. You all laugh at the goofiest stuff, the most perverted stuff, and you're like, these nuts.
It's
funny.
Because it is.
It also kind of depends if you're like raised with brothers.
Yeah, because she has a brother, and like they're really close. I have four brothers.
Actually, you're right. That is true.
So yeah. I think it really depends because I've known like girls who like have grown up with like all sisters, and they're like really, really girly.
Mm-hmm.
I've grown up with four brothers.
But you two are also kind of girly as well.
Yeah.
But you also have a kind of a rough side.
Yeah.
I find it very cool. Just so you know. I prefer you girls the way you are. Keep doing your thing. So you girls are fantastic.
I know I am.
Just calm down a little bit with the overconfidence sometimes.
Yeah, Gabby.
A little crazy over there.
You.
All right, let's continue talking about the
we get distracted a lot.
Yeah. That happens. Yesterday we were supposed to talk for like 10 to 15 minutes.
It went on like
30 minutes.
Yeah.
So. But we don't have a lot of time today because you do got to go babysit kids that you don't like.
Too. I love kids.
All right, you like them.
Rosie, she's like I love
That's
her.
That's your niece?
She's like my cousin basically, but yeah, kind of my niece. Well, she's technically like my second cousin, right?
Yeah, I guess. Mexicans just call them nieces. if your cousins have kids, you're their uncle or their aunt. So that's just how
I know. I remember when she was younger, isn't she like three now?
I think so. She's so tiny.
She looks like she's a year and a half. But I remember she used to call like everybody mommy. Like it was just the weirdest thing.
She still calls Crystal mommy.
Mommy, sorry.
Yeah, it took that. Mommy, sorry. Mommy, sorry.
Mommy.
Oh, that's like that one where it's like, you want a Diet Coke?
Oh.
Which one?
Do you want me to say it?
No, don't say it. Okay, let's continue talking about the haunted house.
So yeah, so I fell actually in the haunted house. I don't think I told you. I fell.
You didn't tell me.
Yeah, so there was this one part where it was like, it was supposed to be like a swamp and like, it was like, inflated.
Bubbles.
It's like, yeah, like it's inflated on the inside. So there's just like, you walk through it. So like on both sides, it's like, how would you describe it?
It's like,
is it like a
wall and then in like two bubbles like this.
And you have to go through it?
Yeah. And so it's supposed to be like a swamp. And at the end,
I push through it.
Kind of, yeah. But it's because like, but then I kept stepping on him by accident, and so then at the end I like fell, and so it just
I also hit my head. Ooh, I didn't know that.
I hit my head on the pipe.
Well, that explains a lot. I can't. I can't see.
What is this like? I hope team up on Gabby Day or something. Both of you are like.
I hope you're okay.
Gabby. I am. I'm fine.
Where on your head did you hit yourself?
Like, right over here. I think
that's what that is. I thought you were just having a bad hair day. It's a big bump.
It's a
big bump on the bottom of your hair, below your hair.
You always have a bad hair day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it. I'm going to go get a haircut now. Actually, I'm going to go
get a haircut. Yeah, you actually are going
to
go get a
When Crystal takes you girls to the babysit, I'm going to tell her to drop me off.
Yeah.
And then she can pick me up afterwards, like a little child. Drop me off, mama. Drop me off to get my haircut.
And then, and when you're daddy pup.
Pick me up. I'm going to call her. I'm ready. My haircut's all
I
nice.
I have a lollipop.
I have a lollipop. It's all full of hair. That's why you don't do candy at a barbershop. All right. So then what happened? After you fell and then you went to the emergency room and then what?
Sure.
Did you hurt anything else? Did you land on your knees or anything or your elbows?
No. You know what's actually really interesting? The actors there, they have knee pads so they can slide on the ground.
Yes. And then some of them do that. They have metal so they can like make sparks.
Oh, I've never seen that.
You know, they didn't do that. So when they do that, some of them have like metal like on their gloves. Or like either metal sticks so or something, can, like, and so when it? They grind on the ground, like they'll slide on their knees because they have those what do you call it knee pads, and they'll make sparks sometimes. Or their shoes they'll have metal what do you call it the steel toe, and they'll have the steel revealed, like they'll either tear up the leather or whatever's covering it, so that when they scrape, you'll see sparks flying too.
That's actually pretty cool. Yeah, they didn't do that. Just this one. There's two actually. One in line did it. I think it was a monkey dude did it. And he slid and started doing the, like,
clapping.
And then another dude did it actually in the haunted house.
Right? That's what it
is. Yeah, the symbols. And then the dude actually in the haunted house did it, too. It was really cool. What was it, though? Oh, so there was, like, this guy. He was, like, the movie person. Like, it was, like, there's a movie, like, an abandoned movie thing.
Oh, movie theater? Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, were the tickets half off? And then, like, I, like, ran away because I didn't even think he heard me. And then he, like, chased me and said, what did you say? What did you? And I hid behind, was like, Creona and Maha. I was like, no.
Was he an actor?
Yeah.
You're like, no, actually. It was just
a random guy who's just standing there.
It was a closed down theater.
It was,
we went to the wrong place.
Yeah. No, it was like, and I ran away. He's like, what did you say? I was like,
What was he wearing?
I think like just like a movie, like a, you know, the person who like does tickets.
Oh, like that. Yeah, but like a zombie or a dead guy.
Kind of, yeah.
He was just
just a random.
He
dude.
Just had a Harkins shirt on. That's it. It was Jacob.
I was about to say it was Jacob. I think he still has his tag.
Oh.
That says Jacob on it.
No. Oh, Jacob does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one of his.
Oh, okay. Where is it? Is it in here? No, it's on the board outside. I think it's on the.
I think yes.
Yeah.
It's on the board. Yeah, I kept it. He left it one day here, and he had so many, because he used to lose them all the time.
And then I had to give him new ones.
Extra, so I just kept one as a memory.
The kid, I remember, that's why mom started giving him the disposable lunch bag, because he lost his lunch box too many times.
At work?
Yeah. No, at school.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true, too. All right, so why don't you, since this is also your opportunity to grow as a podcaster and learn stuff, this would be a good opportunity for you to ask your guest what she thought about the event, the haunted house.
I feel so honored.
Miss Creona.
And Jerry. Yeah.
That's like, no, I was going to say, like, that's, teachers always pronounce last names wrong, especially both of ours.
Yeah, they say like Ninjeri.
And then why do you think my nickname on the Fallen 360 podcast?
It's Out of the Wire Aguirre.
No, Outside.
Outside
the Wire.
Aguirre. It was because everyone pronounced your name wrong.
Not everybody.
But like.
But someone once. A white person who could not pronounce Aguirre pronounced it Aguirre, and then it just stuck. Someone that didn't know me, some sergeant was calling out my name. It was probably in some I think we were getting ready to I don't know, either do some medical stuff or whatever, but we were all like in one, like it was like a few hundred people all in one gym, and they're calling people's names out to go up in line. And like I said, I forgot what we were, either signing paperwork or we were doing medical stuff, whatever it was. And they were yelling people's names out, and they said Aguirre. And I was like, I'd never heard that name spelled that, or my name said that way. They've been pronounced it like Aguilar.
What?
Aguirre.
I have never heard of any of those.
Aguirre. Yeah, like all these different names, but Aguirre, that was a first. And so everybody thought that was hilarious, all my battle buddies and the guys from my unit. So the nickname just stuck. So it was Aguirre for a long time. They just called me Aguirre. Then when I got to overseas, I spent a lot of time outside of the base, which is surrounded.
Outside of the.
Well, it's surrounded by barbed wire. Mm-hmm. That's why they call it outside the wire, meaning you're outside of the base. So my nickname stuck, outside the wire, Aguirre. And that's been my name ever since. But so I can understand about mispronouncing last names. So
especially because our school, we do last names. So it's always... Oh, yeah. I remember my first year in sixth grade,
Miss Aguirre,
my Latin teacher, he didn't even try to pronounce it. He just said Gabriella. I was like, here... He was like, how do you say your last name? I was like, Aguirre. I don't...
You people don't have to roll their R's either. They
no,
can just say
you can
Aguirre.
Just hear... They can just say Aguirre.
But if you really want to say it right...
I know. People do make jokes. My friends, they're like always like, Miss Aguirre. Like, Aguirre. They do it as jokes.
Aguirre.
And I know they're joking because they know how to pronounce my last name. Right. Like, yeah. You, Tilly, Maha... Everyone pronounces Maha's last name wrong.
So wrong.
Because it's like...
Marus.
Yeah, it's like Mahrus or something. Like
Arabic.
It's Arabic.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of... So, Mr. Moran, my history teacher, he's always like, Miss Malarus. Like, there's no L in it, but he pronounces an L.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing ever. But, like, it's just, like, all three of our last names, apparently the hardest names to ever say. Like, I get Aguirre.
And you all hang out together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get Aguirre and, what's another one? That's pretty common. Aguirre.
No one's ever said Aguilar?
No, actually. I've never heard of any of those like ones that you've heard before.
Aguirre isn't close. There's no L in Aguirre, mm-hmm. but I think people just read it and they don't actually read it. They just start looking at the AG.
Yeah, because Aguilar is a isn't
that's
it like
a more I would say it's a more popular name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that's where it comes from. And they don't really read the name and they just say A-G-U and they're like, oh, Aguilar.
Yeah.
They just go, oh, that's actually A-G-U-I even. If you just read the first like four letters, you're already going, oh, it's Aguilar. Like, nope. If you read it, there's no L.
Yeah. I don't know where I got the L from.
You don't got to be able to pronounce or roll your R's, but there's no L.
It's just Aguirre. So. Because I don't know how to roll my R's. You know what we were talking
practice,
about last night?
Practice.
I know. I was talking about it last night because, you know, in Coco, how they do the thing before the songs?
Yes.
I don't know what that's called.
El grito.
Where they're like...
The mariachi
like
scream.
The scream, yeah. I was like, oh, my dad knows how to do that. And like, I was like, I don't know how.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Maybe I'll close out the show with one of those. But
okay, that,
right now,
be cool.
get back to your friend over here. Our last names, we went off on a tangent.
We always do that. We always go off like off track and we're like,
it's fun.
Last names. Yeah.
It's conversations.
Okay. How did you feel about the haunted house last night?
Oh, it was pretty scary. Like the part where it had like the bubbles. It was like I fell so many times, and like so Maha fell, and then I fell, and then Gabby fell,
and then like Carly laughed at me.
Yeah,
she was like, "Ha, loser!" I was like, "That's not nice."
It was like so weird though, because I couldn't see where I was going.
Yeah, you can't see because it's a bunch of fog.
Yeah, and it's
and it's all
dark.
Yeah, so you're like, that's why I fell also because my shoes were unzipped.
And so shoes were unzipped.
Yeah, like halfway. Yeah, they were like loose. And then you hit one of the people in there.
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
I know. I saw that. Like, he scared her. And then she, like, did, like, you know, like, how, like, people, they, like, slap their arms?
Oh,
she,
you
like,
did
that.
You did little T-Rex arms.
And she's like, and she, like, I was like, Karina, you can't do that.
What they do?
They scared me, though.
She just, like, laughed. He laughed.
Oh.
I thought he laughed. He was like, oh.
I mean, if it's not anything too violent,
no,
I'm sure
she,
okay.
Like, it wasn't like she punched him in the gut or anything. And she didn't just be like, wow, like she just like hit him. She just full on like punches him in the socks him in the face.
By the way, can I say I know we talked about this on the first episode about you knowing how to throw a punch, but even you just simulating throwing a punch right now, I'm so proud because you do it so correctly. Sorry.
Well, you want me to be like full on stance? I just get up and like do the stance.
Yeah, just like sort of punching you,
bro. Because we punch each other all the time too.
Yeah.
That's just what best friends do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
And she just abuses me sometimes.
Yeah,
that's you do it too. Like,
it's true.
She's like, we don't
like,
talk about that.
Yeah, just you, Gabby.
All right. Anything else from last night?
I mean, we got food after, but I felt so sick because I drank I was screaming a lot. Obviously, you know, it's a haunted house. You're gonna be like all that. And so we got water after, and like I just drank too much, so like I was sick to my stomach. I was like, oh my god. I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. And then Carly too, because Carly was behind me. She's deathly afraid of haunted houses, and so she was like, she like was screaming. No, okay. So one time, like the guy was behind her, and I like, turned around to like look at Carly, and I see him, and I scream. I'm like, and then Carly turns around and notices him, and then she screams, and then he like follows us. Like everyone also kept going towards mom too.
What did I tell you?
That's okay. So Maha did that. So she was like acting all cool.
Yeah.
And then they all went like towards Maha.
Told you.
I was like,
we got it recorded.
So I told you. And I told her that, and I was like, you know, go ask my dad or something. She's like, I don't believe you. I was like,
they do.
I was like, they do that. If you act all cool.
Did you ask your mom about the Chicago?
No, she said she doesn't remember.
No.
She was like, what?
It was almost 20 years ago. So. It was like 21 years ago.
22.
Jacob wasn't even born yet, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Jacob's almost 20.
Dude, I think your mom was 19.
So she was Jacob's age?
She was Jacob's age. And I you just were 20 thought about then. It.
Because yeah. I said it was with James and Maggie. He was like, she was like, I don't know if I was even there. I was like, he said you were. Like,
yeah, they were. It was a long time ago, but I have a weird memory. There's things that I don't remember that everyone else. And then there's little weird things that I remember that nobody else will ever remember. Mm-hmm.
Like the beach volleyball thing on like the bar in like Chicago, I think. Like you don't remember that. Mom doesn't remember that though.
She doesn't remember that?
She doesn't. I know, maybe she does.
We only went once there. I think I may have gone like another time with James or something. But either way, that's those kind of things. Everybody has different memories, I guess, whatever that.
I don't remember my childhood like at all. Like, I don't remember meeting you, honestly.
You don't?
I barely do.
Oh, my God. I remember. Okay. So, it was the day I got held back. I went to kindergarten. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so I got held back because I was really dumb, and I'm from Africa.
You're not dumb.
No, okay, that can be discussed.
You don't know my grades.
You know how proud she is when she gets, like, a 20, like, 100%, or just even, like a 70%. No, she gets so proud of herself.
That doesn't mean you're dumb. You're not dumb. You're just not interested in certain subjects. That's all it is. When you find your passion, you're fine. You're a smart girl, you're intelligent girl. You're just not passionate about certain subjects. That's all it is.
Okay.
We're all just like, sure, yeah.
Okay, so it was I can't remember the month, but like,
but we met in first grade.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because I didn't go there in kindergarten.
No, I. What? To no, because school, yeah, I got, yeah. I was I in second grade then? Because Bronzer was in second grade, then he got held back, but I was in first grade, and then got held back to kindergarten.
Well, okay, so we met in, no, we met you
don't
in first
get,
grade.
You don't get held back, you just stay in the same grade that you're at.
No, so I can't.
She got pushed back because.
Oh, so not, you didn't make it all the whole way through the year then?
Yeah, it was like half of the year.
Oh, okay, so.
Yeah. So I got held back, and then the first person I saw was Natalia, then I saw you.
I never liked her.
I know, but, like, she was so nice to me for, like, absolutely no reason, and I'm, like, still, like, attached to her, like, something, like, with her.
I haven't even seen her in, like, when did she leave, like, third grade? Yeah. Second? I don't know when she left. We haven't seen her since then, though.
No, she left in, like, third grade.
So we haven't seen her for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt so bad because, like, her mom was in jail, and then... Her house burnt down.
Oh, yeah, her house burned down. I remember that.
Oh, that's not good.
I know.
Yeah. And, like, all that stuff happened.
And you, she was your friend?
She was, she was, like, they were the same height, and I was, like, the little short
and
one.
And you didn't get along with her?
I liked her. I think just over the years, I just stopped liking her.
Where were you when the house burned down?
Like, second grade?
No, I'm saying, where were you exactly?
Oh, I was in the house. I literally saw it happen.
You saw it happen?
Get it. I don't remember that.
No, I was trying. Ooh, look at that skeleton start shaking.
ASMR.
I think he's telling us it's time to go. That's what he's saying. No, I was trying to say that you started the fire, but that was a joke, obviously. Saying where were you the night of?
Oh,
you know. Well, but anyways, that is tragic. We don't want to joke about that. That nobody ever wishes that on anybody. I don't care what eyes you roll. So, anyways. All right, we've got a minute or so.
Six minutes.
We go to 30.
We don't have to. Whatever. We 30. Can do it long. I was gonna go to 25, but
because well, you girls got like, gotta 30 get ready. Seconds.
Because you girls gotta get.
Oh,
ready.
We actually do have to get ready.
I told you. That's what I'm saying.
But I can get ready in 5 minutes.
So take a minute and do any closing remarks from last night, this morning, breakfast. Whatever. You can finish off with 30 seconds of ASMR, whatever you want.
Go to a haunted house with your friends, definitely. It's the best thing you'll ever do.
But not like boring people who can't get scared, though. Cause
yeah, Maha. Maha was so boring. She just stood there. She's like...
What did I tell you yesterday? It's about having... You can do that, for sure. You can do that, but it's about having fun.
Yeah, right? And then
Because I did it, and it was boring.
And like Mom, though, she was like, just ignore them, and they won't come near you, which, I mean, was kind of true, because like right as we got out the car, they started like scaring us.
Yes, because if you get if you get over scared, they'll chase you. If you if you're too cool for school, they'll chase
you.
So
just like be like scared for just like a second. Just
be like, oh no.
Ah.
Oh, Jason.
I peed my pants.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I pooed my pants, and then they'll run away.
Oh, I can smell it.
Just carry like a fart machine.
Like the fart spray. Be yeah. like in their spray eyes. In their eyes. Yeah.
Poopery.
Yeah.
Get it? Instead of poopery, it's poop. Poopery.
You're not funny.
Smell. Sorry. Tough crowd. So you were going to laugh.
Yeah.
You wanted to laugh. Thank you. Yes. You want to laugh too. You're just too cool for school. What happened to your friend yesterday? There you go.
Which one?
She's also just like kind of
all right, scary. Let's go, Gabby. Let's wrap it up.
Join us also for episode 3, which I don't even know when that will be.
We don't know. We're just going with the flow.
Yeah.
We don't even have a logo.
We don't.
I still need to create a channel for you.
Yeah, we have nothing yet.
But for sure, it's Daughter Talk.
Yes.
Daughter Talk.
And we might have some guests.
And you'll have guests. And sometimes it'll be me and you just talking about just life. Us. And other times it'll be you and your friends and guests. Is that a
harmonica?
Cool. It is a harmonica. You want me to...
Can I play?
I just made that up. Here, let me clean it for you.
Yeah, I don't really want
your spit. COVID. Oh my God, you had it backwards.
Wait. Oh no.
I'll teach you how to play.
2 days ago, this way.
Let's see. Yeah. that's the way to end it. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. You gotta figure out like an outro, like for Fallen 360.
Yeah.
You
need to also do your scream.
Oh yeah, I will right now. Okay. But I usually end it with like, you know, I give Crystal a funny nickname every show, and then I'll be like, I'm outside the wire, Guire. See you guys next time, blah blah blah, and they'll be like, mm-hmm. Save the pangolins. That's kind of my thing.
The pangolins?
Pangolins.
Pangolins.
Well, don't get me started. I'll talk to you about them later.
Oh God. Please don't.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let me drink some non-water.
I kind of just want to have like.
Let me get away from the mic. Yeah. All right. Close this out, Gabby. Be like, all right, guys, this for Creona, my dad. I'm Gabby, blah, 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 whatever. See you next time, and then I'll do my scream, okay? All right, let's test it out. Go.
For Creona.
For Creona.
My father and me. I'm Gabby.
Cupcake.
No.
Aguirre. No. Oh, you're losing the cupcake
I
name?
I am losing the cupcake
you could be,
name.
You could be Dark Cupcake now.
Not Dark Cupcake.
No, like mysterious.
What, because I'm wearing eyeliner now?
Yeah, because you're like mysterious. All right. You ready? Are you going to do
it? Yeah, sure. For right. Creona, my father, and me, Gabby.
Oh!
Woo! Love that.
Goodbye.